Yes, and speaking of you, Stephanie, I'm very excited that after all this time, each week at this time, usually never, we honor a town, a village, a burg, and a rearrange map of the U.S. so we don't keep hitting Nebraska, which, you know, Omaha is like bullseye in America. Town of the week here is Stephanie Lee.
Thank you, Michael. Well, I'll tell you, it wasn't easy writing this short feature on the Big Easy. New Orleans is a city rich in history and culture, well known for its distinct French and Spanish Creole architecture, as well as its cross-cultural and multilingual heritage. New Orleans is also known for its music, famous cuisine, and its annual celebrations and festivals. Located in southeastern Louisiana, straddling the Mississippi River, New Orleans was founded in 1718 as a French colony and was ceded to the Spanish Empire in the Treaty of Paris in 1763. Nearly all of the surviving 18th century architecture of the Vieux Carré, or French Quarter, harkens back to the Spanish period, the most notable exception being the old Ursuline Convent. The Quarter, as it is locally called, is bounded by the Mississippi River, Rampart Street, Canal Street, and Esplanade Avenue, and contains many popular tourist attractions, including Bourbon Street and Café du Monde at the French Market, famous for its café au lait and beignets. New Orleans is also noted for its beautiful European-style Catholic cemeteries, the oldest and most famous of which greatly resembles Père Lachaise Cemetery in Paris. The New Orleans area is home to numerous celebrations, the most popular of which is Carnival, often referred to as Mardi Gras. The largest of the city's many music festivals is the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival. Commonly referred to simply as Jazz Fest, it is one of the largest music festivals in the nation. New Orleans has always been a significant center for music, showcasing its intertwined European, Latin American, and African cultures. New Orleans' unique musical heritage evolved from a unique blending of European instruments with African rhythms, making New Orleans the birthplace of jazz. Another major festival is the Tennessee Williams New Orleans Literary Festival, featuring several events related to the long career of the Pulitzer Prize-winning American playwright. Since 1996, the festival has ended with the popular Stella and Stanley Shouting Contest, a tribute to the third scene from A Streetcar Named Desire.
Stella!
Exactly. Members of the public
does she yell? Does she ever yell, Stanley? I don't think she does.
Yeah. But you have the option if you want to yell Stella or Stanley.
But Stella sounds better to yell than Stanley. It's a real problem.
I don't know. Yeah. Personal choice there.
You don't yell at a Stanley. It doesn't even sound right.
No?
Stanley! See, it doesn't make any sense.
Well, members of the public are invited to do their best impressions of Marlon Brando for prizes and trophies. And that's our town of the week, New Orleans, Louisiana.
Thank you for that. Very nice little overview there of New Orleans, Louisiana. Our town of the week on our rearranged map of the same. And Lyle has been calling randomly, just to people he knows, nothing to do with this. And we've got David Friedman on the line from New Orleans. Let's say hello to David. Hey, David, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you. Is this early for you? You sound like you're pretty already up and drinking coffee and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, no, I've been up for hours.
Yeah. You an early riser?
Not really.
No?
Not really. I mean, but, you know, I mean, getting up around 8 or 9 is not early.
No, it isn't. I mean, do you stay up late at night? Is that the reason you're not an early riser?
Yes, exactly.
What are you doing late at night, if I might ask, David?
Well, actually, in New Orleans, the interesting thing is I'm general manager of a station called WWOZ.
Oh, yeah, great, great station. Yeah, well, hi, nice to meet you.
Yeah, well, we do a lot of music, and so, of course, a lot of the music happens at night, and there's a lot of social activity, of course, at night.
Uh-huh.
And in New Orleans, the dirty little secret is that I can get more done, more business done at night at these social events than I can by chasing people around by being in my office early in the morning.
So
that's just the fact of life in New Orleans.
That's your excuse, and you're sticking to it, huh?
Yeah.
That's where you are. Yeah, he's doing business. You know, David, he's doing business. Yeah, I know, but it's 3
in the morning. Doing business and having fun at the same time. It's all one big party.
And how are things at WWOZ?
We call it a party with a purpose. Oh, OZ is going gangbusters.
Yeah.
We're now doing video, and we've got a second channel, and the station is just growing tremendously. We've got 22 staff on people on staff, 650 volunteers.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It's just the energy is just wonderful.
Fantastic. I'm glad to hear it. You got into the new age of like podcasting and all that kind of stuff. No?
Oh yeah, yeah. Podcasting is also the streaming. We have
streaming,
more people listening to
us
outside of our broadcast area than inside our broadcast area at wwoz.org.
Yeah. Have you got like a live show on now that goes on live music where you bring guys in the studio and do stuff, or you go out and...
All the time. Yeah. All the time. We do...
What do you got going on?
Not in the studio, but we have two trucks that go out and do... We cover Jazz Fest, the entire 7 days of Jazz Fest, the French Quarter Fest. We go around the country, around the world. We'll be doing a live broadcast in Cuba in May.
Yeah, oh, really?
Station very. We have probably 5,000 hours of live recordings that we've done and live broadcasts that we've done over the years.
So are you going to do the Cuban jazz thing from Havana? Or?
Yeah, from Havana, yeah.
Yeah, that's wonderful. That's terrific. It's a great station and a great town. I was last there. I've been to the Jazz and Heritage several times, but my brother's reunion. So far, we've been to Vancouver, where my dad was born, and we went to Las Vegas 1 year for no reason, and then went to New Orleans last year, and we had a great time. Me and the brothers just smoking cigars, walking up and down the street.
Are you coming back this year?
Not with the brothers.
Okay, well, if you come back, just please contact me, because we'll see you a good time.
Yeah.
By the way, you know, for your listeners, Jazz Fest is an incredible time to come to New Orleans. As you know, it's sensory overload.
Yeah.
But there's also another festival called the French Quarter Festival, which takes place a couple of weeks before then. And it's free, and it's not as expensive as going to Jazz Fest, and it's a wonderful festival.
Yeah.
So, if you can't come to Jazz Fest, go to French Quarter Fest.
And are the old clubs still running down there? I mean, the one that was a laundromat and the one that's a bowling alley and the...
Yeah, Mid-City Rock and Bowl.
I mean,
some of my favorite haunts are the Playhouse and Bullets and, Seals Class Act and Upupadu Lounge, which is named after... Jesse Hill, we call him Poop, and Kermit's mother-in-law, prime example. There's so many clubs in New Orleans that we have a listing on our WWOZ app, which you can download for free, and it's like the Live Wire. It's called Live Wire, and when we announce these club playing the acts playing in these clubs every night, it takes over 5 minutes, and that's highly selected and edited.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's an incredible array of music in New Orleans, every night in New Orleans.
And that laundromat one, you say, is that still open, the one that Professor Longhair used
laundromat,
to play in?
No, the laundromat's closed.
So it sounds like an impressive lineup. A lot of those are new clubs, right?
A lot of clubs, new clubs and new restaurants. We have more restaurants now than we had before the flood.
Yeah, excellent. And how are things
going? I call
it
the flood, not Katrina, because Katrina happened 60 miles east of us in Mississippi and raised the coast. But we had a federal flood of 17 breaches and three federal levees that devastated the city. But after the flood, more restaurants are open now than before.
And how is, as far as recovery and restoration, how are things going?
Well, that's a mixed bag.
Mixed.
The city is definitely vibrant, but the residual effects of the devastation are that it chased out 200,000 of our inhabitants.
Right.
And so that will never come back. And this was the heart and soul of the city. These are the people, the genius of the city that created the culture.
Right.
A lot of people have come in. They can't afford to come back. A lot of people have come in, and it's kind of like we're having the same effect as in Port Morris and in Crown Point and Harlem and other Mission District, all over the country, where the cultural enclaves are being, threatened by gentrification.
Yeah. And it's happening there, big time, huh? But a lot of good things as well, and a lot of vibrancy in the New Orleans.
Oh, the energies. Oh no, you come to New Orleans. I mean, the energy is higher than it's ever been.
Yeah, great. Well, David, if we come down to see you there, where? Tell us like the one place you would take us that tourists don't even know about. Locals do, And it's the place to go if you like the kind of thing we're talking about.
Oh, I would take you to the House of Dancing Feathers, which...
Sounds good so far.
Which is a...
House of Dancing Feathers.
Which is a quaint little museum.
Oh,
that is it's a one-person museum. But there's so many of them. I mean, I could take you across the river to a primitive art museum or to the back street museum. These are not like institutional museums. These are one-person museums.
Yeah. The Dancing Feathers, is that for Mardi Gras dancers?
It's second lines, and I don't know if I can explain to anybody what a second line is, or Mardi Gras Indians. Mm-hmm. But it's all about the local indigenous culture. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that'd be cool to see. And then when we go across the river, let's say one place we got to go to is where?
There's a primitive art museum, and I'm sorry I can't remember the fellow's name right now. But if anybody wants to contact me, I'm at david@wwoz.org, and I'll be glad to go chase it down.
Okay, and for some primitive...
It's quite an experience to see this guy.
For primitive drinking and debauchery, where do you like to go?
Pardon?
Primitive drinking and debauchery.
Oh, drinking and debauchery.
Yes. The art is good. I like primitive art, so-called, but then where do we go, to get down to authentic New Orleans style without a bunch of tourists.
Where can't you go in New Orleans?
And certainly without my brothers, because they won't.
I mean, that's like, we have Go Cups, for God's sake. I mean, it's like, by the way, let me talk about Mardi Gras a little bit, and I'll explain to you about drinking and debauchery.
Okay, go ahead.
People come down for Mardi Gras, and they think it's like the Fat Tuesday and that weekend. Mm-hmm. And that's all fine and well. But actually, Mardi Gras starts 3 weeks before.
Yeah.
Like this year, Mardi Gras is going to be February 9th. And Mardi Gras really starts January 23rd. And that's really, in my opinion, you talk about insiders, that's the best time to come to New Orleans is for the beginning of Mardi Gras, not the end.
What happens at the beginning?
There's a couple of parades that happen. Mm-hmm. Open up Mardi Gras that take place in the French Quarter, and there's no other parades that are allowed in the French Quarter. And there's one called the Crew de Vue, which has been going on for 30 years now, and it has crews like the Crew of Mama Roo and the Crew of Spermies and the Crew of Drips and Discharges and Comatose, whose motto is Comatose Ergo Sum. and this crew, they're composed of people who have felony arrests for driving while sober, and their motto is rehab is for quitters. And then my crew, which is the Crew of Delusion, and which we have like my crew to Chew, which is a foodies crew, and it's Chew What You Wanna, and our throw is a silver spoon with the secret ingredient to New Orleans cooking, a silver spoon with a roach in it. And I mean, brass bands and marching through the street and debauchery and drinking. I mean, everybody in our crew has a bottle of champagne. I mean, that's what I'm talking about.
That sounds pretty good. Except for the roach, that sounded great. Yeah. I don't know if I want to get that authentic, to tell you the truth. But some red beans and rice would be fine for me.
If you come to New Orleans and you don't leave 5 pounds overweight and a complete zombie, then what the hell did you come here for anyway?
Exactly. David, thank you so much. Really nice talking with you. Thanks for taking the time.
Come on down and call. Now, if you come down here and you don't call me, I'm going to be very upset.
Okay, I definitely will. Thanks, David.
All right.
David Freeman, New Orleans, ladies and gentlemen. Clown of the week.
David, we'll be sending you the golden goodness of America's Dairyland and an assortment of artisanal handcrafted cheeses made without unnecessary artificial ingredients from southwestern Wisconsin's Cedar Grove.
And throw a roach in there when you mail it. The least we can do. Very nice.
And
oh, yes. You got to throw the dart.
Yeah.
You handle it. This is all you.
Is there anyone out there that would like to throw the dart and figure out what our next town of the week is going to be? Yeah? You? Okay. Come on up.
Get the dart there. Come on. You got to manufacture this.
Not you, Tom.
This is not. Yes. There you go. Sell it. You got to sell it.
All right.
All right.
Yes. Some dramatic music, please.
Ladies and gentlemen. Please welcome to the stage Danny the Dart Thrower.
Round of applause, please, for our volunteer.
Oh, there he is.
Hi there. What is your name?
Robert.
Robert, all right. Robert. Have you thrown a dart before?
I'm here with...
Wait, oh, okay. Yeah. And I assume you're sober now.
Maybe.
Maybe. Okay, fair enough. Maybe that was more information that I should have been entitled to.
Just close your eyes. We'll spin you around three times, and then we'll see whether you were drinking or not. Okay.
Ah, whoa. Nice. Another round of applause,
Nebraska.
Please.
Is it Nebraska or Kansas?
And it looks like our next town of the week is going to be Lindsborg, Kansas. Lindsborg, Kansas.
You win some stuff. Here, Uncle John's bathroom reader. And here, what else can I give you? That shirt's so good. Here, a mug.
Yeah, mug.
Travel mug and a bathroom reader. There you go. I'm saying I never did nothing for you.